Snow mold in winter wheat. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. As winter wheat comes out of dormancy, wheat growers can depend on Tim Watts, regional commercial manager for Washington, for the best tips to determine plant health and winter wheat stand. Tim has advice that can help growers test for winter kill, but there's one issue that has him particularly concerned.
I would be more concerned, frankly, about snow mold than I would winter kill with the winter that we've had in the Pacific Northwest, being that we've had snow on the ground for, in some cases, up to 90 days almost. So I would be more concerned about that. Usually when we see the big winter kill years, it's because we get really cold without snow cover to help insulate those plants. But we will still see some of that in those areas that typically get winter kill, and probably to a larger degree, especially if we stay down around freezing and this snow starts to melt off.
Did you say snow mold?
Yeah.
Explain that to me, Tim.
So it's just a disease that the plant can get. Very few varieties have resistance to it, but it basically is a mold that's kind of like a mold in peas, if you've ever been familiar with that, where it looks kind of like mildewy on top of the leaves, and they just don't make it very long. They don't produce, and they don't start tillering like the rest of a healthy plant would.
And is snow mold a result of having a long-term exposure to snow?
Yep, that's exactly correct. It's having snow cover in succession for a long time. Typically, you can see, at least in the work that I've seen, that anything over 75 days, you typically have some snow mold damage to susceptible genetics.
This year, David Sparks.